Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Born October 8th in Melbourne, Florida. A graduate of the University of Florida, he moved to New York after graduating to launch a career in stand-up comedy, before landing the gig that would keep him employed for the next 14 years on Saturday Night Live. But his time on the show was plagued by self-doubt, alcoholism and drug abuse as documented in his book, God, If You're Not Up There, I'm F***ed. And these days you can hear him on his podcast, The Third Person, available on iTunes, Spotify and other digital platforms. Please welcome, friend of the show, Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hammond, how have you been, my friend?
Johnny, how are you?
You?
I'm okay. I mean, you know, listen, I'm doing the best I can on a daily basis. How about you?
Good, but you know what? Better. I know it's really good to hear your voice. Yeah, but I'm definitely doing great. Better than I deserve for sure. And I saw that the podcast is out now, and I was like, man, he's going to be great at that. You're one of the best interviews we ever had in here, and you're just super interesting, and you're curious, and about the world around you, and you've seen so much in your life, and you've done so much, and you have all that the empathy that that it takes to be a great interviewer, I think.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Thank you. I feel like a bland guy, but I do know how to talk about comedy.
See,
and I know how to talk about SNL, and Chris Milhouse, my partner, is terrific, and we get good guests. I mean, we get everyone from Amy Sedaris to Andrew Yang, and I don't know. It gets really good reviews, and it's not because I'm especially great at it. It's just that, you know, I do know. I can talk about comedy, and we've had lots of comics on and lots of SNL people.
Yeah, but I think you're selling yourself short. I'll be honest, Daryl. I think you've seen so much in your life, and you've been through so much that there's a lot to talk about with you. But people don't know, like, your childhood was a goddamn nightmare, but it created this other human being, good and bad, that with this incredible capability. I mean, an incredible capability. I've never seen, and I still think about it, man. I keep the book in my library, and I still think about the coping mechanism of becoming this funny, genuinely amazing impressionist, you know, just to keep your mom from trying to kill you.
That's accurate. I think, you know, my mom had some ability to talk like other people. People enjoy her telling stories about, you know, people from the neighborhood or coaches or the pastor, you know. But yeah, I could distract her when she got in the mood to do violence. And it saved my life a couple times, I think. Yeah.
Sure. Sure it did. But it also created this crazy personality that propelled you into SNL, and which, by the way, I loved all the KFC stuff and the Trump stuff. Your ability is always amazing to me.
Oh, great! Thank you. You know, you forget. here we are in COVID. I sit in my apartment, sometimes 48, 72 hours by myself. Silhouetted, you know, like shrouded in cobweb, just sitting there going, what the hell? So it's nice to hear from the outside world that you're well thought of. I'll admit it. I got an ego, and like everyone else, and it's nice to hear. Thank you.
Listen, you got to get the vaccination. Get out and travel around. Go see your loved ones. Go see your family. It's tough. I've got friends all over the world I've not been able to see now. And, you know, great friends in New York City that are like family to me, that I feel like, you know, it's like being in a prison when you can't see the people that you care about and get come into contact with your friends. That's got to be really hard on you.
Well, it gets cold in Kansas City and it gets cold in New York. And to sit home, you know, the only chance I have to do for human contact is to go out and meet somebody for lunch.
Right.
And it's really, really hard to do when you're sitting in a snowbank.
You know? Hey, man, it got to 16 below here.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
The Midwestern people are a hardy group of people, a very hardy group of people, because I'm not sure I could cut 16 below. Oh, my God.
We're resilient if nothing.
Sure. I mean, I was in Chicago one time. I walked across the street. It was 50 below with wind chill, and came home with a wind burn. Have you ever had that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's terrible.
Blistered red like a lobster.
Yeah, you walk inside and you wonder, how did I burn my face?
Yeah, but Kansas City is one of the great American cities, though. What a great place to be, you know, if you're going to be anywhere.
Yeah.
I think. Does it ever get old to you?
No, I love it here. You know, this is my home, but I mean, I love New York. I think New York City is the greatest city maybe in the world in terms of just... Genuinely, every time I try to go twice a year, and I get off that plane, I'm excited. It's new. There's something to look at, something to read, something to watch, something to experience, and it never ends. It doesn't matter what street you turn down. I've always loved it.
Yeah. I was living in Los Angeles because of the Comedy Store, and of course, now there are no shows there. And so I moved back to New York because it makes no sense to have two apartments when you lose your 95% of your income. So I have a one bedroom in New York that I own, and that's where I live now.
What about
New York City
relationships? What about nothing? No girls? No nothing?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that the tragedy of it? Some you're separated from people you want to be.
Yeah,
with.
Yeah.
I mean. I moved to the city where I could live, where I had an apartment and I could live, you know?
Yeah.
And other people I know moved to other cities. Some people went to be with their parents, and all of a sudden we're like scattered around the country. So, you know, that's a difficult thing to maintain, stuff like that. It's hard. But I mean, I thank God I've met some great people here on the Upper West Side, and you know, New York is a talking town, boy. You know it.
Yeah.
Everybody talks to everybody all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen. You got to get that vaccine.
It's much better for me in New York than it was sitting in silence out in Los Angeles, where I wouldn't see anyone for 48 hours at a time.
I can take Los Angeles for about 48 hours. I can go to, because I used to live in Hollywood when I was a kid, and when I was 18, and right off Yucca and Highland. And, you know, back in the day, that was drug central. And it was a rough neighborhood, but now I just the people in Los Angeles. I get over it in about 48 hours. I'll take my girlfriend. We'll go to like something super touristy, Universal Studios. Have a great day running around being idiots. Go down to the pier, say hi to some friends, and then just come straight back or go to New York again. Definitely, the East Coast is way more my mentality.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a really interesting place. You know, LA. It's a place where you can be up for a really, really big job, and this has happened to me a number of times. You're up for a really, really big part, and not only do you not get the part, nobody tells you that you didn't get the part.
Oh.
They just leave you hanging. I mean, in New York, it's like, if it's not going to work out, some guy will come out and go, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So thanks for coming in. No, high and dry, no return calls, nothing.
See, that's what I think.
Nothing.
That's what you're going to be great about this show, because it's not just about comedy, your podcast. third person, because you know it's terrible. Your whole career, and I know we have short time, but your whole career, your life, everything you do is trying to get that next gig, to get one more rung up that ladder. And it's a constant state of waiting and watching and wondering, and then self-doubt, and then the happiness is so temporary. And you know, it's just it's a hard way to live, man. But you know, you've been doing it, and you do it well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a place where, and I had this really famous actor tell me last year when I had some misfortunes in my career a couple of years ago, and he said, you know, the reality is if you don't think that show business is a game of chance, you're crazy.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
A game of chance will drive you quite mad. We want a meritocracy. We want to think, because I'm doing a good job, and people think I'm doing a good job, and the press thinks I'm doing a good job, that I get to keep the job.
Yeah.
Not true.
Not at all. And people don't know. Hey, look, I can see him lighting Jake up in the other room, because I know you have a lot of interviews. But, man, anytime, Daryl, you know you're always welcome. You don't have to wait for one of these tours to be set up. I mean, you're always welcome to come by this show and hang out.
Well, why don't I just call in sometime once in a while and just shoot the breeze with you, because I always love talking to you.
Daryl, I absolutely, you are wholeheartedly, truthfully, 100% invited. I'm going to make sure that we give the guys that you're working with today all the numbers, and so you'll have all of them, all the cell numbers, everything, all right?
That sounds wonderful.
All right.
And if you get a chance, your listeners, listen to The Third Person on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast.
Will
do.
Thank you. I'll keep letting them know. Take care, my friend. Good to hear your voice. Hey, give them all a number. I wish you could be. You got to get him in here. Daryl's life was so over the top hard in the beginning. And then the way it manifested, like he'd disappear into a crack house. The guy would walk out of Saturday Night Live. The biggest, you know, one time he was the star on SNL. Leave there. Go down a few blocks and disappear for 4 or 5 days into a crack den. People would look and be like, "You're the guy from Saturday." No, he's not.
And you just, can't be.
Right? And just the insanity and how deep he went inside his own head, and literally having to bandage himself up before a sketch because he was stabbing himself in the leg before sitting in his dressing room, before he was going to go out in front of that live Saturday Night Live New York audience. Just like...
To be impressed with him as a human being,
yeah,
really, even knowing these stories and, of course, his book, but watching that documentary that he made,
yeah,
really just watching him go through all these stories and explain it again and going back and talking to old friends and other people, you're like, as a human, that you managed to get back to this place and are still such an amazing performer, entertainer, and good human being who just obviously has to struggle with of that every day. I'm like, you have credit forever.
You root for him.
I root
for these guys. I root for everybody like that. Like, man, you had a hard run, and you're such, and he is a good human. You could tell we've always had great conversations, but it's hard for him to feel kindness because of his childhood. You can hear it. I can hear it when I talk to him, and I'm like, but you're great at this. Like, well, I mean, I know comedy. You know, I'm like, that's not fake humility. That's really Daryl Hammond. That's really his brain.
And him having to be in a place where he doesn't get to interact with people that he trusts. And
yeah,
like,
that's
a bad place. So I'm glad if he can find, you know, by moving and find a new outlet and find new people to be with, thank God. Because, again, with that documentary, you must watch it, but know that it's not, you're not going to walk away from it, haha. Like, you're going to walk away and process a lot of your own stuff and have a new perspective on him.
Now you know why I'm out there talking to ducks. You know, I think it's a joke, but you think I'm not like, those deer walk up, those little silly deer, like, and I'm like, okay.
No, I don't wonder. Right. I go home and talk to two furballs every day.
I'm telling you. It's funny, because like I told you earlier, my buddy Kubas was over, and he's a hunter, and he's, you know, he's a guy's guy, concrete worker at his own company. He's a hard guy. But even he, I could see it caught him last night when those deer we went on the far side of the property, and it wasn't even the ones that are normally on the other side that get fed. Mm-hmm. This is just the more raw land. And they were like, hello, and they're just coming out of the trees like, hello, and he's like, oh my God, dude, go over there, I'm gonna take your picture, like, get it, like, I'm like, isn't this crazy? He goes, it really is goddamn crazy.
They shouldn't, yeah, those worlds don't interact.
No, so yeah, but that's how you keep from, that's truly like one
losing
of the,
your mind
from going bonkers during isolation, divisiveness, angry, you know, everybody gets so wound up on the news, me too. It last year really sucked for having to deal with telling people what was going on. Because half the people would be pissed off.
Oh, God.
Other half wouldn't agree with you. And in the end, I didn't want to even say anything about it. But it's still the gig. It's the gig, you know? And yeah. Everybody, there was no escaping it. Whether or not we did news on this radio show, if when I left the building, you had to be in it. You were still in it. You couldn't turn on the TV and not be in it. You
a
couldn't
simple
be
conversation
with
of
your
a
friends.
Mask
right.
Yeah. Can't be ignored or discussed without somebody having to go sideways one way or the other.
So, yeah, a little, as weird as crazy as it sounds, a little honest to goodness connection of decency and kindness between an animal and a person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Feeding fish suddenly felt real good. Ducks. Ducks being like, hey. You're like, hey.
Yep.
Guess what? You didn't vote, did you?
I like you too way
you're
more than
awesome.
A lot of other people.
Well played. Yeah. So I get it with Daryl, man. The book is heavy. It's really good. God, if you're not up there, I'm effed. And then find his documentary. But above all, find the podcast. It's called The Third Person. Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and give it a go, man. I'd like to push his numbers up high, man. The Third Person, anywhere you get your podcast, Apple's, iTunes, Spotify, all of them, all the social media programs and platforms. The podcast, again, is called The Third Person.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.